How now, my lord? Why do you keep alone? Of sorriest fancies your companions making, using those thoughts which should indeed have died with them they think on. Things without all remedy should be without regards. What's done is done.
We have scotched the snake, not killed it. She'll close and be herself, whilst our poor Malice remains in danger of her former tooth. But let the frame of things disjoin. Both the worlds suffer ere we will eat our meals in fear and sleep in the affliction of these terrible dreams that shake us nightly. Better be with the dead, whom we to gain our place of center peace, than on the torture of the mind to lie in restless ecstasy. Duncan is in his grave. After life's fitful fever, he sleeps well. Treason has done his worst. Nor steel, nor poison, Malice domestic, foreign levy, nothing can touch him further.
Come on, gently, my lord. Sleek o'er your rugged looks. Be bright and jovial among your guests tonight.
So shall I love. And so I pray be you. Let your remembrance apply to Banquo. Present him eminence both with eye and tongue. And safe the while that we must lave our honors in these flattering streams, making our faces vizards to our hearts, disguising what they are.
You must leave this.
Full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife. Thou knowest that Banquo and his fleas lives.
But in them, nature's cop is not eternal.
There's comfort yet. They are assailable. Then be thou jocund. Ere the bat hath flown his cloistered flight, ere to black Hecate's summons the shard-born beetle with his drowsy hums hath rung night's yawning peal, there shall be done a deed of dreadful note.
What's to be done?
Be innocent of the knowledge, dearest Chuck, till thou applaud the deed. Come, sealing night, scarf up the tender eye of pitiful day, and with thy bloody and invisible hand cancel and tear to pieces that great bond which keeps me pale. Light thickens. The crow makes wing to the rooky wood. Good things of day begin to droop and drowse, whilst night's black agents to their prey do rouse. Thou marvel'st at my words. Yet hold thee still. Things bad begun make strong themselves by ill. Billard in mirth, and none will drink a measure of the Table Round. There's blood upon thy face.
'Tis Banquo's, then.
Better thee without than he within. Is he dispatched?
Aye, my lord, his throat is cut. That I did for him.
Thou art the best of cutthroats. Yet he is good that did the like for Fleance. If thou didst it, thou art the nonpareil.
Most of all, sir, Fleance escaped.
Then comes my fit again. Had else been perfect, whole as the marble, founded as the rock, as broad and general as the casing air. Now I am cabined, cribbed, confined, bound into saucy doubts and fears. Banquo is safe.
Aye, my good lord, safe in a ditch he bides, with 20 trenchant gashes in his head, the least a death than nature.
Thanks for that. There the grown serpent lies. The worm that's fled hath nature that in time will venom breed. No teeth for the present. Get thee gone. Tomorrow we'll hear ourselves again.
My royal lord, you do not give the cheer. The feast is sold, that is not often vouched, while 'tis a making that is given with welcome, to feed where best at home, from thence. The sauce to meet is ceremony, meeting where bare without it.
Sweet remembrance, sir. Now good digestion wait on appetite, and health on both. Here had we now our country's honor roofed, with a graced person of our Banquo present. Whom may I rather challenge for unkindness than pity for mischance?
His absence thou lays blame upon his promise. Please it your highness to grace us with his royal company.
The table's full.
Here is a place reserved, sir.
Where?
Here, my good lord. What is that moves your highness?
Which of you have done this?
Done what, my good lord?
I cannot say I did it. Never shake thy gory locks on me.
Gentlemen, rise. His highness is not well.
Sit, worthy friends. My lord is often thus, and hath been from his youth. Pray you keep seat. The fit is momentary. Upon a thought, he will again be well. If much you note him, you shall offend him and extend his passion. Feed and regard him not. Are you a man?
Aye, and a bold one. But dare look on that which might appall the devil.
Oh, proper stuff. This is the very painting of your fear. This is the air-drawn dagger which you said led you to Duncan. Oh, these flaws and starts, impostors to true fear, would well become a woman's story at a winter's fire authorized by her grandam. Shame itself, why do you make such faces? When all's done, you look but on a stool.
Pretty see there, behold, look low, how say you? Why, what care I? If thou canst nod, speak to! If charnel houses and our graves must send those we bury back, our monuments shall become the moors of kites.
What? Quite unmanned in folly.
As I stand here, I saw him.
I have shame.
Blood hath been shed ere now, ere the olden times, ere human statue purged the gentle weal.
Aye, and since then, murders have been performed too terrible for the ear. The time has been that when the brains were out, the man would die and there an end. Now they rise again with 20 mortal murders on their crowns and push us from our stools. This is more strange than such a murder is.
My worthy lord, your noble friends do lack you.
I do forget. Do not muse at me, my worthy friends. I have a strange infirmity which is nothing to those that know me. Come, love and health to all, then I'll sit down. Bring us a wine, fill full. I drink to the general joy of the whole table and to our dear friend Banquo, whom we miss. Would he were here. To all in him we thirst, and all to all.
Our duty and
the pledge. Quit my sight. Let the earth hide thee. Thy bones are marrowless, thy blood is cold. There's no speculation in those eyes which thou dost glare with.
Think of this, good Piers, but as a thing of custom. 'Tis no other, only it spoils the pleasure of the time.
What man dare? I dare. Approach thou like the rugged Russian bear, the armed rhinoceros, the hurkin tiger. Take any shape but that! And my firm nerves will never tremble. Or be alive again. And dare me to the desert with thy sword. If trembling I inhabit, then protest me the baby of a girl. Shadow. Unreal mockery. Heads. Why so? Being gone, I am a man again. Pray you sit still.
You have displaced the mirth, broke the good meeting with most admired disorder.
Can such things be? And overcome us like a summer's cloud without our special wonder. You make me strange, even to the disposition that I owe, and now I think you can behold such sights and keep the natural ruby in your cheeks whilst mine are blanched with fear.
What sights, my lord?
I pray you speak not. He grows worse and worse. Question enrages him at once. Good night. Stand not upon the order of your going, but go at once.
Good night. Better health attend his majesty.
A kind good night to all.
It will have blood. They say blood will have blood. Stones have been known to move, trees to speak, augurs and understood relations have, by maggot pies and crows and rooks, brought forth the secrets, man of blood. What is the night?
Almost at odds with morning.
How sayest thou? Which? The Macduff denies his person at our great bidding.
Did you send to him, sir?
I heard it by the way, and I will send. There's not a one of them in his house. I keep a servant feed. I will tomorrow, and betimes I will to the weird sisters. More shall they speak, for now I am bent to know by the worst means the worst. For mine own good, all causes shall give way. I am in blood stepped in so far, that should I wade no more, returning were as tedious as gore. strange things I have in head, and will to hand, and must be acted ere they may be scanned.
You lack the season of all natures, sleep.
Come, will to sleep. My strange and self-abuse is the initiate fear that wants hard use. We are yet but young indeed.